As I drive my way home from a meeting of AWARE, the mental health movement that is designed to help people cope with depression or defeat depression, I need to keep going. I need to keep my end up in the audio mo stakes, because I am being outdistanced at the moment by Ern Mander and Top Gold. So I do need to actually say some more about the challenge of organization in life. And the problem of organization that I'm faced at the moment is the problem of negotiating a way through floody, puddly water in the center of Cork, passing by drains that don't seem to me that to be fully cleared out. And it is actually a major challenge to a driver like me to find my way through complicated street systems when the number of routes back to my house is limited. I heard this evening that a tree had come down, blocking one of the routes to my house. And even though that isn't the route that I would normally take, that immediately closed down my options. And even though I had no intention of taking that option, my whole world started to close in a little bit as a result of this. And consequently, my degree of organization needed to be better. Because the fewer the options that you have, the better you need to be at dealing with them. Anyway, that's some kind of abstract principle, because I'm faced with a very concrete problem, which is getting back to my house. Now, Ern Mander, you had massive flooding in the UK last year, and well do I remember seeing the horrendous, must have been horrendous for the people, dramatic mudslides in, I think it was down in Cornwall, or else it was in Cumbria. So I'm thinking of people in the UK faced with flooding, and how on earth you're dealing with it over there. And of course, they don't have any flooding problems in the United States, as we all know. In New Orleans, for example, there never was a flood, of course. So, you know, what does flooding do? It reduces our options and makes us more and more aware of the importance of chaos thinking. In other words, not to think in straightforward lines of direct causality, and to be completely aware that any minute now the volcano may go off, and something that we haven't anticipated may actually remove some options from us. So this is not quite addressing the issue of how I tidy up my office and how I get my kitchen into shape, as some of the earlier audio episodes in this organization diary. But let me just say to those of you who are writing your 50,000 words in the month of November as part of the movement known as NaNoWriMo, keep it up. Any of you who are listening to this, and if you are listening to this, I want to know why you're not actually writing instead of listening to this, because you've got to take every moment, is my experience from last year. Every spare little moment you have, you've got to keep the old pen flowing over the paper without ever looking backwards over what you've written. Otherwise, you've got no chance of reaching 50,000 words. It's a bit like trying to do 50,000 audio words without hesitation, repetition, or deviation in that wonderful, wonderful radio game, which was invented by somebody whose name I forget and which I often used to listen to in the old days when I lived in the UK, and deviation, etc. Look, I would never be any good at that. Some of the people, you should have heard Clement Fry and people like that, or Clement Freud doing his 60 seconds. Look, I'm engaging in myself in displacement activity, trying to cope with the anxiety of whether I'm going to actually run into a deep puddle any minute now that's going to cause my brakes to fail and me to be stranded in the middle of water and my iPhone battery to run out and there'll be no charging it and I'll be stuck overnight without any iPhone charge, and that's worse than purgatory. Okay, folks, look, before I enter into a rant against Apple for their battery life in the flood. I can tell you that no battery survives a flood. So it's Paula Manning loving you to sleep tonight. Have a good night's sleep, and at least I've done the next one in the Audiomos series, which was set up by that great leader, Ermander. Goodbye.